I've got Karen Viner Brooks in the studio, and Mason Belden will be calling in, and we're going to be talking about their new company called wingsuite.net, and that's SUITE. A really interesting concept about creating space where there was none before. Brooks, hi, Karen.
Hi.
Welcome to the studio, and we have Mason Belden on the phone. Hi, Mason.
Hi, Arnold. How are you?
Oh, doing very good. Thank you for calling in. I suppose a preamble, obviously in this county we've been, housing was a problem before the fire, but now after the fire there's an incredible scarcity of any type of housing, and especially temporary or small housing that people need. And anyway, so a lot of people have been obviously scratching their heads and thinking about how can we get around this? What can we do? And as Karen just pointed out, we also have an elderly population growing, that smaller places that to live in or with carers. So basically, Mason and Karen have come up with a very ingenious idea. Came to my attention because, there's tiny houses and then there's tiny houses that can grow. So that's quite clever and ingenious. So welcome, Mason and Karen, and tell us about your ingenious wingsuite home.
The typical, I'm going to call it a tiny house or shotgun house, is a little narrow, I think, to live in. And I built some stuff using shipping containers and then mixed it with wood product to create an expanding type of dwelling. And I thought that I could do this with a tiny house. And basically what I've come up with is a trailer that tows with a regular vehicle, but one half or one entire side of the trailer folds out with a giant great room. So when it's expanded, it's 18 feet wide and 26 feet long. And it just has a nice, big, airy, open feeling compared to some of those, you watch those tiny house shows and they tie a rope onto the two people that are going to live in them and say, this is as far apart as you're going to get. Well, my space you could play ping pong in. So there's plenty of room to put your oversized furniture in or anything you need. And there's, we have 15 windows and sliding glass door. And, it's a big, nice, open space.
Interesting. So, you've just really taken a great idea to, find space that where there wasn't any. And that's always wonderful. Let's have a bit of a background on you, Mason. What brought you to this? Something that was on a life path or suddenly a lateral move?
My life path, I was a commercial builder for many years in Silicon Valley. And I did tenant improvements and renovations in high-rise buildings. And I took a respite. I did a startup that involved headsets for cell phones before people weren't doing that. And since then, I've gotten back into the building industry. And I thought this was an intriguing possibility to be able to have a space that you could still drive to a lot and live in, but it would unfold in a way to really provide a big open area rather than just that narrow thing that's on the market now.
And Karen?
Well, my background is in sales, and I did do a short stint with real estate coming to this county, knowing a total of two people. And what I'm excited about is after the fires, I really felt what great timing, and also seeing the demographic of aging population and people looking forward, thinking, it would be nice to have a caretaker cottage on the property, especially for people in the county. So I was very excited when Mason is a neighbor, and I discovered what he was up to and said, do you need somebody to help you sell?
That's literally in on the ground floor.
Right, the only floor. But along with the great room, that's 10 by 15, that extends from the center of one side, there's a beautiful sliding glass door that could open out to steps leading to a beautiful deck area if one chose, with maybe they decide to build a pergola. The whole concept that Mason came up with really lends itself to indoor-outdoor living, which is so perfect in Sonoma County, especially.
That expandability from beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
How it's built. Tell us about, obviously, the whole thing is based on a wheeled base. Can you start with that?
It's on a trailer foundation, and some new technology has come around, printed studs, steel studs.
printed. Could you explain that?
Yes. Well, they're extruded. They come out of an extrusion machine, and they're specifically made for my project in the sense of I can literally sketch what I want to have built with windows can change, doorways, wherever you want it. And then literally in 72 hours, these metal studs come out of the machine, and they're assembled into panels. And these panels are 8 times stronger than a wood frame and 40% lighter. Then that creates a very lightweight but very durable frame. And then the part that folds out, it's basically the roof hangs down on one side, and it's on hydraulics, and the roof lifts up out of the way, and these walls fold outward. Mm-hmm. And then there's some floor panels you put in, and that creates a space that's an addition trailer size of 15 feet wide and 10 feet deep, which is almost the size of a tiny house by itself.
Exactly.
And this technology makes it so it's very accurate. It doesn't warp, rust, rot. It made for a great product to mix with my idea.
Now, the hydraulic roof, that sounds intriguing. What is that concept?
The roof panel I made as light as possible, but it still weighs like 1,000 pounds. So in order to lift it into place, you want, and to be safe, you want to be able to, you know, hook it to these hydraulic arms on either side of the roof, and it just lifts up, just like a hydraulic, up the roof, you know, into place. And that gives a good, solid, you know, roof, and then these walls just unfold, and the walls are made out of tube steel. So again, they're very strong and durable. And it's well insulated, too. It's not like it's flimsy at all like you would get in all sorts of other products, you know, like Airstreams or something like that. It's a very, you can walk on it. It's durable.
Mm.
And so that was the reason for the hydraulics.
How wide are the steel structure in depth?
The whole structure is the main part of the studs that I told you about. They look just like the same width of wood studs.
Oh, okay.
But the part that folds out is rigid insulation, and those are 2 inches wide versus the 3.5 inches that are standard.
I get you.
And that the reason why that is because there's just a lot of mass to be able to fit everything in place. As when it folds up, you've
exactly.
got to keep everything out of the way folding when it's in the fold up and you want to trailer it somewhere. It takes about 4 hours to assemble with about three people. And I've taken it apart and put it back together several times. It's really not an issue. You look at the website that we have, it's wingsuite.net. That's wing like a bird and suite like in hotel.net. And you can get a real good feel of how open it is and how it works. And there's some pictures up there that'll show you how it's built also.
So you've got insulation in the walls. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the floor, all stitched with galvanized steel, so no vermin or anything can get in there, or no splash. Really well constructed, but again, very lightweight.
Mason, do you want to mention the honeycomb in the walls in terms of the heat?
Yeah, I did something that they're doing in Europe on the main part of the structure. There's actually a separation between the exterior of the structure where it's all waterproofed, and then you put this honeycomb material in there, and then it's red cedar siding on the outside. That gives breathability for the siding, which again helps with the R factor, even though it's just like a regular house, the R factor, the insulation. But this gives it breathability in between the siding and the actual structure. So you have a big heat load, it convects, and all that heat drives up the building and goes out the roof, and any moisture drains down.
I get you. With all these, everything goes into this one structure that is then can be wheeled on freeway anywhere to go anywhere and undone. Everything comes in the one package then.
Right. And you
right.
Can,
and it would be ideal for a pop-up restaurant or an application like that, because you can fold it up and and take it away. But then your customers actually could come inside your little restaurant and be in an air-conditioned space and have tables and stuff.
You can have up to 30 people inside the space.
Wow.
So for a wine tasting room, imagine a wine tasting room with a table for 10 inside the 10 by 15 great room with a bar extending from the kitchen in the back. And then, again, if you brought a deck to it out the folding sliding glass windows and doors, then you could have an indoor-outdoor wine tasting room. That's another possibility.
Right.
It could also be a stage, too, because if you lift up the roof, so the roof hydraulically lifts up, and you fold the sidewalls out, there you have a stage.
Oh, a little proscenium.
It looks like a giant amphitheater.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, fascinating. And the changing rooms behind, yeah.
Right.
Well, the band could be all set up and not have to move their equipment, and the stage would be the part that folds out. Really, there's a big need for housing, you know, in our county.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great solution without being having those narrow options is really what I think is the need is. People need places to live, and it's becoming a real problem. And also, I thought a lot about how people live in the danger of flood zones. And this way, you could fold this up, leave all your furniture inside, and drive it away and get out of harm's way.
I suppose, yeah. So I suppose this would be a good option, say, for, you know, obviously the many burned out lots. The owners can live in it whilst it's being built and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it would be a challenge. You know, do you live in a house and you're already in a very precarious situation? You've lived in this house and it's gone. And to put someone in something so narrow, I think is a little bit hard. But this will give you a little bit more room while you're building.
That's why we call it the not-so-tiny house and the wing suite. So far, you know, we're not completely launched yet, but we're just getting ready to do a social media launch. And, of course, the hashtag will be wing suite. We have had real estate brokers and also winery owners and friends come to look at it. And everybody has had just such an incredibly positive response to it. So we're really excited about rolling this out and letting more people know about it. And we thank you so much for letting us come on the radio.
Oh, my pleasure, because it's very creative and a wonderful way to look at things. It's all well and good having a great idea, but sometimes governments and government regulations gets in the way. Tell us about how this works and how you can get them into places.
Let me get started in saying that there are around 18 counties, mostly in Northern California, that in the county allow for caretaker cottages. And so it is easy in the county to put a caretaker cottage on. It just requires a note from the doctor, basically, to allow that, and there is a permitting process, but it's not prohibitive.
And that can be for someone, an elderly person that needs a place to live, and the caretakers are living in the main house, or vice versa.
Oh, okay.
And there's also a big movement in Los Angeles to start allowing and changing the zoning so you can put these type of things in the city there. The growth there, they have no other place to go, and that we're growing, and they need places to live. And I think a lot of municipalities in our area are now really considering this. You know, there's a little bit not in my backyard type of pushback, but we're going to have to make some changes to really move our housing issues forward.
Right. Now, we are getting a veterans tiny village, tiny home village of 12 units for veterans. And then they are going to, I think, eventually move it to another location in Santa Rosa.
Right.
So there is some movement, but more needs to be done in the cities. If you're a fire victim, you can put an RV class, which this is an RV class, personal property, not real property, opposed to a house with a foundation. You can do that if you're a fire victim. Mm. They are allowing that.
There's little pinholes of possibilities there.
However, as you well know, there is an underground.
Apart from just housing, or it's housing, but all the contractors who've had to come into the area and there's been nowhere for them to live, something like that is a great alternative.
Exactly. And I think companies like PG&E and like universities that do field projects, this not-so-tiny home wing suite would be perfect for those types of long-term projects that can go from 9 months to a year or whatever, where they need housing. Why not put them in a wing suite?
Right. And
they could put it right on the property to offer, because it's hard to find contractors. You know, if they have a place to put their employees to work, it's a great option.
It's a turnkey thing. You come in there with all the plumbing, everything ready to go, turn on?
Yes, it's got a kitchen, a regular size kitchen with regular appliances, and it's got a bathroom. It is all ready to go. And then, of course, there are options for composting toilet or solar. It can be adapted for any of those things, even water collection. So you really could do it off-grid also.
And it sounds like there's the aesthetics. You can basically have any outer cladding, it sounds like. What you want to suit the mood?
Exactly. It's very flexible in that way. And like I said before, the way these walls are constructed, you can put in any type of windows that you want, sizes, placement. And it literally is ready to go in just a few days for that portion of the work.
Well, so the computer basically does all the window sizing and makes it all the right size and everything?
Yeah, exactly. And it is incredibly accurate. I can't even tell you how accurate it is. But it is straighter than anything you could ever build out of wood and much stronger.
Wow.
And easy to put together, I got to say, too. Because it comes, the entire main part of the wing suite that doesn't fold is only in 8 panels. So it goes together real easily. And it's got, it's strong enough to take a snow load and things like that.
Yeah, and the sense of space inside it, I think, is really important. Because unless you're ready to really live in a cramped 8.5 by 15 or 16 caboose, you really do need psychologically the width and expanse of space to feel mentally healthy. And there have been studies done around that. Mm. Unless, of course, you're on a retreat, a meditation retreat. So we're really excited about Wing Suite, and we're looking forward to showing more people the opportunity to live with less stuff, but enough stuff and enough storage to feel really vital.
Exactly. And also, to complete the cycle, it's made locally. It's a local product.
Yeah.
And yet we can transport it to wherever, because unlike the portable housing or mobile housing that's 10 feet wide, it doesn't require a special permit to haul it to a location.
And sounds like there'll be a lot less outgassing of what has on those type of ones that the government uses.
Yeah, I was very touchy about that. I decided against a lot of these structures use spray foam insulation, and I'm a little bit uneasy using that. So it's basically proven building materials, low off-gassing, that we can use in this. It doesn't require that spray foam.
No, it's a great idea, and here it is, a local idea and made locally and can be used locally. So it's fascinating. Would you like to add something, Karen?
Just that if people are interested, please go to wingsuite.net, take a look, and contact us.
And you can also go to our Instagram. Our handle is wing_suite. Yeah, and it's a great product. You'll really get a good feel for it when you go online and take a look for it.
Thank you very much for coming in and telling us about your very exciting idea, and which is manifesting itself.
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you so much for having
you.
My pleasure. Good luck, and we'll check in later and see how it's doing.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.